92.7 WROBM. Good morning, starting out a brand new week, Monday, September 15th. You're starting the day with Sean and Sue. Good morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Federal and state investigators appealing for the public's help finding the person who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The search continues this morning with the release of photos and video of the person they believe is responsible. State cybersecurity officials warning of a new smishing scam. It's similar to the recent text purported to be from the MVC and Easy Pass. This one from the Department of the Treasury claiming a refund request was processed and approved. You're requested to provide payment information. Don't click on any of the links. It's a scam. Gruesome new details about the murder of a baby in Lakewood, allegedly at the hands of her parents. 36-year-old Ruben Santiago and 28-year-old Caitlin Gibson charged with killing their 3-month-old. Autopsy results show a fractured skull and brain bleed led to death. What'd you pay for gas this morning? Drivers shocked to see at least an 11-cent a gallon spike since Labor Day. Analysts say we should be done with those sharp increases, but any hope of seeing $2 a gallon again are pretty much over. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott, and now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
We start the new work week with an area of low pressure spinning off the coast that'll start to affect our weather. First with clouds today and then with more clouds and some raindrops tomorrow. I think we'll squeeze out one more nice day overall for your Monday. Increasing clouds, high of 75 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, could be some patchy fog, low 61. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow, high of only 70. Spotty showers arrive. More clouds and spotty showers Wednesday. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.